This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. The Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh concluded last night with a final holy dip on the Mahashivratri. Over 66 crore 30 lakh devotees had taken the holy dip during the 45-day long spiritual mega event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Mahakumbh was a Mahayagya of unity. In a blog, Mr. Modi expressed satisfaction over the successful completion of the Mahakumbh and thanked people for their hard work, efforts and determination. Railway Minister Ashnivi Vaishnav today said that more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at the Prayagraj junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has reiterated that the Arunachal Pradesh Freedom of Religious Act 1978 is not against any religion. Participating in a Nyokum festival at Chayang Tajo in East Kameng district on Wednesday, Mr. Khandu said that the act is only to safeguard the state's rich indigenous cultural heritage that gives each tribe a distinct identity and to preserve traditions in its purest form. He urged people not to get confused, Mr. Khandu said. The act came into being in 1978 and was without any rules. He added that now with the High Court's direction, the state government is working on to it to frame the rules. The Chief Minister assured that no such rule is framed that will go against or in favor of any particular religion. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak has extended greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Buddhist communities on the occasion of Losar. In a message, the governor said that Losar marks the beginning of a new year, symbolizing renewal, prosperity and hope. He prayed for happiness, prosperity and good health to all on the occasion. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that against all the challenges globally, India is moving ahead with growth. Addressing a media conclave in New Delhi today, Srimati Sitharaman said the global supply chain is where the concentration risks are posing challenges. She said India will have to keep its strategic requirements at the top of the agenda. The minister said there are many fundamental issues to address to meet the aspirations of the growing middle class, poor and entrepreneurial class. An earthquake of magnitude 5 on the Richter scale jolted Assam, Arunachal Pradesh and other western and other northeastern states today morning. The tremors were felt in Guwahati and other parts of the state. According to the National Center for Seismology, the epicenter of the earthquake was near Morigaon in Assam. In Arunachal Pradesh, the capital city Itanagar experienced strong tremors in the wee hours, causing many residents to rush out of their homes. However, no casualties or damage have been reported so far. The Tawang District Enforcement Squad under the National Tobacco Control Program and the District Level Coordination Committee has penalized over 35 shops in the Tawang Township for violating subsection 6B of the Cigarettes and Other Tobacco Products Act 2003. The subsection 6B of the Act prohibits the sale of tobacco products within 100 yards of an educational institution. The seized tobacco products from the shops were disposed of at the designated dump site on Wednesday. Wangtham Lamate of the Assam Rifle has secured the best rider title at the National Equestrian Championship 2025. The championship was organized by Punjab Police in Jalandhar, Punjab. The competition featured top equestrians from across the country with Lamate shining in 10th pegging. Wangtham Lamate is a resident of Khete village in Thirap district. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Men have congratulated Lamate for his achievement. Mr. Khandu in a social media post said that by linting the best rider title, Lamate has not only made Khete village proud, but also entire Arunachal Pradesh. Nehru Yuva Kendra is organizing a three-day inter-district youth exchange program at Dapurijo in Upper Subansiri district. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.